have gone to Mount Athos in Greece, where they visited the a monastery which was all based on chanting the names Jesum Christum Kyrie Eleison. It is very interesting to understand a little of that, the history of that place. The monks, who were very determined and very focused, would live on that mountain Athos, which is something like an island also. You can only reach it by ship. And they would live there free from the disturbances of worldly life. They were very focused, and it's very interesting that amongst those monks, a particular group who practiced very intensely did not even wish to live in the monasteries. This group was a group who also changed the mantra a little bit. They didn't say Jesum Christum Kyrie Eleison, or Lord Jesus Christ have mercy upon us. They used to just chant Jesum, 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 because they understood in their practice and the realization that the holy name of Jesus is not different from Jesus himself. So they would just be in little caves in that mountain, and they would understand that in the transcendental realization there is really no difference between the name and the named. Slowly this philosophy began to spread, but of course, the organized church didn't like that, because it was a new thing which was not defined by them. So they took those monks out of the caves, and they brought them all over, isolated from each other. In this, one came in this monastery, the other in the monastery in Byzantos, and so on and so forth, because this was a little bit too spiritual for them. So I really wanted to tell you this, because deep inside, if you really go deep, and if there are spiritual people who go deep, they seem to have similar spiritual revelations. It depends really a little bit on their own sincerity and how ready they are to go deep in their spiritual practice. So we thought that this very practical demonstration of focus will be very good for us. We have one guide, Sriman Zoran, who will tell us a little bit about the history of this place. And after he has given us an overview of this place, he will take groups of 15 devotees at a time inside the monastery and show them a little bit the places, the books or the rooms, and so on and so forth. During this time, when groups of 15 are in there, we can be here and chant happily the holy name. And then when the whole group has seen everything, I thought we would find a shady little place. I do not know, Govindananda will find out if we can be in this place, or if there is an even more ideal place, because maybe some other visitors want to use this place. So we will then all go in one shady place somewhere. Our Boy Scouts will find this out for you. And then we will have a little lecture on quality chanting. It will be very brief, and then we will chant a few rounds, and at the end we will all eat prasadam together. If, however, you are very hungry before, you can take a little as you feel hungry. But I think the main meal we should all take together after this program. So we will first invite Søren to address us, then groups of 15 will go inside, then we will have, when we all are ready, somewhere Govindanandan will find this place, a little, very brief lecture. It will only be 10 minutes of quality in our chanting, and we will then use the time and the energy of this wonderful place to try to absorb ourselves in japa. We will chant at that time all together our japa, and then we will take prasadam and slowly return. So now I want to request you to greet Zoran. Zoran is here. Zoran is inside. We will greet Zoran. Dobrodošli. Yeah. Luka. Don't be shy. Luka Velte. Luka, please give full applause. Luka, bravo, bravo. Can you also sing something, Luka?